clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with China's foreign minister Sunday for nearly 8 hours. The State Department described the talks as candid, substantive, and constructive. He's now meeting with China's top diplomat. As for the rest of his last day in Beijing, ABC's Matt Rivers is there and says,
the real question, will he meet later today here in Beijing with Chinese President Xi Jinping? The last time a Secretary of State was here, she chose not to meet with then-Secretary Mike Pompeo. I do think the odds are more likely that he meets with Xi this time around.
A deadly weekend of gun violence. More than 20 people were shot, one of them fatally, at a Juneteenth celebration outside of Chicago. Authorities in Kansas now say more than 100 state lawmakers and public officials have received letters containing a suspicious white powder. It's a preliminary testing of a small sample of the powder indicates it is negative for biological agents. And Wyndham Clark held off Rory McIlroy to win golf's U.S. Open by one stroke. This is ABC News. 2 days after he was released from a hospital, Pope Francis returned to his weekly prayer at the Vatican. ABC's Inez de la Cotara has more from the foreign desk.
Pope Francis back at his duties, delivering his first Sunday prayer after a 9-day stint at a Rome hospital following surgery.
Cari fratelli e sorelle, buongiorno.
Thanking those who showed him affection, care, and friendship while he recovered, saying they had given him great comfort. The 86-year-old, at times appearing slightly breathless, his voice softer than usual, but he otherwise appeared in good spirits, standing to deliver his 10-minute prayer.
More than 1 million people have been dropped from Medicaid over the last few months. This occurred in over 24 states that began the process in April or May after the COVID-19 public health emergency came to an end. Highest number dropped came in Florida, which saw several 100,000 people removed from rolls. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Look up cheese curds. You'll find this basic definition: wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, so did you guess it takes 10 pounds of milk to make 1 pound of curds? Now we want to know your favorite and where do you get your squeaky or deep fried curds? Go to our Civic Media Facebook page to share your answers. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out, put them in a metal container because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that.
Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hello? I'm a Marine.
No matter how you served.
My buddies from the Army are all gone now. I'm really alone.
No matter what you're going through.
I keep getting calls about the bills, and I'm trying to get a job, but I feel so stuck.
We are here for you. If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of suicide, dial 988, then press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil Advocates Radio Show. I got my little buddy with me here in the Solidarity Realty Studios, Madison WMDX Mad Radio. How you doing, Dominic?
Curdy, I am fantastic. Great to see you. Happy Friday. Evan, work on the board. Thank you, sir. And our fair audience, is the end of a week again. Welcome. Thanks for listening.
The most important week of the year. Our mutual birthday.
Oh, of course, obviously. Birthday month, June. Birthday week. I mean, it's been pretty glorious.
So we're doing birthday week Friday grievances. 844-967-2789. But we are not the only Geminis, not even just amongst our colleagues. Roxanne had a birthday.
Oh, nice.
Lots of birthdays going on of late. So happy birthday, Roxanne Charles. And the lovely Mrs. Salvia had a birthday.
Yes. All Saturday. Yes. Happy birthday. And of course, my birthday as well. We went out and had a beautiful dinner last night after a couple of drinks with some friends, Maggie, Kuchka, and Hoagie. And they had some awesome dinner, some alone time. It got a little late. And so we had such a wonderful time. And when we were prepping for the show, she messaged me with a grievance, Crudy.
She must go first.
When Steffi has a grievance. And it's Steffi's birthday. And it's a totally justifiable grievance. Crudy, I think we need to start there.
Let's lead for Steffi. It's all about you, Steph Salvia.
This one's for you, baby. The Republicans, Crudy, in La Crosse today, right? This is the start of their big convention.
Yeah, we're not there.
No, what? We're not going. We're not invited.
We were uninvited.
Disinvited.
We were disinvited. First, they invited us to put an application out because we said we were interested, and they had it out on their website, and then we sent them a check. You know, paid the fees and whatever.
Paid the freight man, paid the ferryman.
And then they sent the check back and said, you're not invited. I have not been so disillusioned, Dom, since that Martin Luther King Day back in, 2015, when you and I were disinvited from attending Scott Walker's State of the State Address. We had been credentialed.
That's right.
And then someone went in on the federal holiday to uncredential us, to disinvite us.
Again!
Why
does this keep happening?
I don't know. We're very charming.
Anyway, so we have some news coming out of their convention.
They're going to miss us, because I tell you what, we partied at the La Crosse. You weren't there last year, but I partied for two. I upheld for the team.
Thank you. You're going to miss us when we're gone. So new proposals, you know, coming out of the convention, we'll get to that. But the Republicans in the state of Wisconsin, they were busy last night. Oh, wait, no, that was early this morning. And what were they voting on, you might ask? Well, Molly Beck at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, she'll tell you. Republican lawmakers block extending pandemic era program, child care counts.
Well, no wonder why Steffi's pissed off. She has every right to be. Any parent in the state of Wisconsin, especially those of us that have children, and my children have graduated from that age group.
Right.
But when our kids left childcare, it was like paying off a mortgage.
Right. Right.
$1,300 a month. That was our freight. And that was 17, 15 years ago, man. I have no idea what the people are paying today, but it's
a lot.
Unaffordable.
It's
for
a lot.
Many families.
Republican lawmakers who control the process of writing the next two-year state budget on Friday rebuffed calls from Governor Tony Evers and other Democrats to make permanent a pandemic-era program that has helped keep child care centers open in an unstable economy. The Joint Committee on Finance voted 11-4 on early Friday. Early Friday, Dan Schaefer reported like 2:30 a.m. early Friday, to reject a proposal from committee Democrats to spend $340 million on a program known as Child Care Counts, which began in November of 2021 after Evers directed $351 million in federal pandemic relief dollars to keep the program running through the end of 2023. Senator Kelton Royce, she's a Democrat from Madison, she told committee members before the vote that if they did not fund the program, quote, I'm going to make it my mission to make sure it is the last thing that any of you ever get to cut, and I will find someone to replace you. Ooh, Kelda's mad.
Saw Kelda last weekend at the Democratic Party convention. They were at the casino in Green Bay. Kelda, often accompanied by a small child. She is a working mother.
Yeah.
And she had one in the stroller as she was working her way through the convention center.
Rep. Jesse Rodriguez, a Republican from Oak Creek, said the $121 million increase in funding for programs overseen by the State Department of Children and Families would help stabilize some child care centers through a $15 million fund to provide loans to child care providers. So they're not getting $340 million. They're getting $15 million to get loans.
Dominic, let me contrast that with a different budgetary item.
Sure.
Called in the Maggie Dawn Show. What a fine show. Follows us. Got a great lead-in, but, you know, she's starting to eclipse us with her star. But I called in her fine show in the 6 o'clock hour. And, you know, I was the second caller in the segment. And the first caller seemingly got more time than me. Yeah. I had a couple of points I wanted to make. But I led with what I perceived to be the most egregious tax in Wisconsin. Egregious in that it benefits mostly the very, very wealthy and doesn't really do much for the rest of us. And, oh yeah, blows up the budget each and every biennium. Well, Dom, I'm talking about the Manufacturer and Agricultural Tax Credit. And it is a 7.5% reduction down to 0.4% for the claimant's eligible qualified production activities income. So if you are a manufacturer or an agricultural interest that qualify under this tax credit, you're paying almost zero taxes.
Less than 1%.
0.4%. Half of less than 1%. 40% of 1%. And I'm not even good with math on the radio, and that's a small number.
That's a very small number.
But let me talk about the big number. The revenue we leave on the table, and I would point out, here in the state of Wisconsin, we've got a very low unemployment rate, right?
Yes, lots of people working. Lots of people participating. Working.
What are you incentivizing by giving them effectively a zero tax rate? What are they? They can't get workers, right?
Well, they're incentivizing them to put more money in their pockets and not, you know, contribute their fair share to the, you know, running of the state, the government, you know, society.
Well, you're right in that regard because there's no precursors for qualifying for this credit. In my understanding, you just got to be a qualifying industry, you know, like Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce. So here's the point. According to the 2019-2020, the revenue reduction from the manufacturers in agricultural credit was estimated, the reduction in revenue, $334 million
A year?
219, 220, which is approximately 1.9% overall general fund tax revenue collected in the entire year. We have basically written off 2% of all tax collections.
Just because.
Just because. Just because they got a sweet lobby in the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce. And it was never supposed to be this grandiose a number. It was half of that,
like when $150 million or something like that, which was still a lot of money.
And that was like 3 years ago. With inflation, I bet it's gone up, Dom, because a lot of corporations, very profitable. They just don't pay taxes if they're manufacturers or agricultural interests here in the state of Wisconsin. Now, the second point I wanted to make to Baggy was about cap gains, but well, different story for a different segment.
Back to Molly Beck. According to this reporting, Evers said to date, the program distributed $378 million in funding to 4,345 child care providers, which has helped pay for 22,000 staffers to care for 113,000 children. The program had two goals: to increase access to child care statewide and to support child care workers with recruitment and retention efforts. Yeah, real hard to get people these days, right? Advocates who pushed for the programs to continue with state funding warned that without the funding, parents could see large tuition hikes, worsening staff shortages, and the closure of programs. For many of these states' regulated child care providers, the monthly payments provide a stable revenue source without having to rely solely on parents. The program enabled many providers to increase staff wages, hire additional staff, or avoid tuition increases. A Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed survey distributed to child care providers found that for nearly half of its respondents, the Child Care Counts program compromised between 20 and 30% of their revenue. And the Republicans in the wee hours of this morning said, nah, but we'll set aside $15 million so you can go out and get some loans. Priorities.
But they got money for the manufacturer and agricultural tax
every
credit.
Single year they got money.
Dominic, that's a 10-year credit and counting. So we're really up to more like $3.3 billion in uncollected revenues,
yes,
through a specific tax that allows effectively the worker on the production line to pay a substantially higher rate of state taxation than the corporation that employs them. That doesn't seem, what's the word, fair? Doesn't feel fair?
Doesn't feel equitable?
And when these Republicans on the Joint Finance Committee, and they overwhelmingly run this committee, when they make a decision to do away with funding for child care, but they can fully fund an agricultural tax credit. And I was looking here, I was Googling. I gotta tell you, Dom, I didn't hear all of that. But according to April 4th of 2023 information, Wisconsin's 9,000 manufacturers depend on the tax credit, according to WMC. They're still depending on the tax credit to reinvest money in people and stuff. But they don't. Or we'd see massive growth in the sector. And we have not. We've seen lots of growth in Wisconsin jobs. Manufacturing sector's really, relatively speaking, been flat, considering we've invested,
quote unquote,
uncollected $3.3 billion in revenues, but we can't afford to give childcare to people so they can go take the jobs in, let's say, the manufacturing sector or any other sector where their parents might be employed. Wisconsin needs workers. You can't work if your kids are home with you or the missus. I've tried. It doesn't work. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. The Friday edition. Your grievances. That one's for you, Steffi. Should be for all Wisconsinites. Certainly, Kelda Royce is not happy. But it's GOP convention weekend. We're celebrating. Come back with us. More Devils.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Overcast skies overnight with a low of 62. Southeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. High temperatures reach up to 86 tomorrow. Clear skies tomorrow night, lows around 64. Temperatures well above average Tuesday and Wednesday with highs in the upper 80s. Another look at the short range, a low of 62 overnight, a high of 86 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM. Right now, 66.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. Beginning at 6, Up North News. Then at 8, Stu Daniels. On Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. We will get to your calls today. We air the grievances. It is Friday. I'm hanging out in Madison with my buddy Crudy. It is a political party. You can join us at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, I'm gonna comment briefly on our wardrobe choices today. It's unusual that we've dressed similarly in this regard. I did have a sport coat on, but I pulled the dumb Trump t-shirt out of retirement, and it's
out of retirement. It looked like you pulled it out of the dumpster. That thing's got some miles on it, man.
Buddy, I wore this. Wasn't I wearing this in the room?
I believe you were. Yeah.
The night he received the nomination in Cleveland, yes, at the Quicken Loans Arena. I mean, I'm wearing a dumb Trump at Trump's nomination, and mostly I was getting crooked smiles. Like, even they knew this wasn't quite right. And you have, what, 3 beers in a Praha? I don't know what that means.
Prague, man. It's Czech for when I was in the Czech Republic, yes.
But notice how the
colors.
The color of the beer on the black t-shirt. And I'm wearing the Donald Trump poop emoji t-shirt. but the pompadour, whatever he's got there on the top.
Yes.
It matches your beer. So it's like we're similarly coiffed.
Yeah, is that what it is?
Something like that.
We're similarly dressed.
844-967-2789. Party weekend. I can't believe they don't want us at lacrosse at the Republican Party convention.
I know. Oh, you got to be kidding me.
Dude, I know how to show any convention a good time. I'm just telling you, we would have made a much bigger deal out of it than they're going to have, because Maybe here's the problem, Doc. Maybe it's the fact they don't have anyone to run against Tammy Baldwin.
Oh, you know that's hurting them a little bit.
Do you think it's embarrassing for the once great Republican Party to not even have a candidate field against?
It's there are a few out there yet, and it has been suggested perhaps, maybe, and I don't know if it's a thing or not, but former Milwaukee County Sheriff David A. Clark Jr., is apparently either in or thinking about it. And according to some of the reporting, he might be the front runner.
The front runner? He'd be the only runner. There are no runners. Mike Gallagher said no. Scotty Wanker, I think he's still under contract with the Young Adolphs Foundation. I don't think the Wanker could run for anything until he extends his contract or whatever. So it wasn't going to be him. Tom Tiffany, Toxic Tom's considering it. But
right.
He's never going to be able to raise that sort of jing. I mean,
have you met him?
I have. to know him, not to give him a big check. At least not for this cat. I'm just saying. And, you know, so, I mean, really, it will be buffoonery if it's Sheriff David R. Clark Jr. I mean, really, 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 if that's your candidate.
Oh, wow.
And he was a Democrat when he ran.
Well, he ran as a Democrat. I don't know if a Democrat in Milwaukee County.
Well, we questioned him on that. He said, you know, the Democratic Party left me behind.
And now it's pitchforks and torches time in America.
He's joined us on air a couple times.
We stopped calling him, too. What happened? All these people just get really wacky, man. He got whacked for
sure. I've seen him relatively recently through my association with your girl, Vicky McKenna.
Didn't we see him up at Jeff Sessions, came like Green Bay or something years ago? Remember that? And then there was
the Attorney General.
Yeah.
Jeff Sessions, was he there as a standalone Sessions was?
I think so. And Clark was there with all his big 10-gallon hat on. Yeah, but
all
I mean,
no cattle.
He's out there, man. He's full on. I mean, I don't know if it's QAnon, but it's something.
What's it called when you recruit someone to a position? I think we should recruit David Clark. I think the entire audience should encourage David Clark to run for the U.S. Senate against Tammy Baldwin. And while I perceive her to be unbeatable, Tammy Baldwin, and I did talk to her strategic director the other night at the DPW, like 1:30 in the morning. Last conversation I had, right. I buttonholed Scott by the elevators.
All the great conversations happen then.
I saw him the next morning at like 7:45 in the lobby, and we looked at each other like, back at you, fella.
A little bit of shame in your eye.
Well, I can tell you, no one had a more impish look on their face that night at 1:30 in the morning at the DPW, a convention setting, and see him in the lobby and grinning broadly. Not that he's overconfident. He said all the right things, but the smile.
Yeah.
The smile told them all.
The body language says a whole lot, doesn't it?
Oh, they're feeling very confident in that there are no opponents and there's no good backbench waiting. It's going to be an ass-kicking of biblical proportions, Dom.
A little brief.
Can
here,
I bet pretty on Tammy Baldwin? Because I'd like to lay some money down in Vegas.
I don't know. The odds are pretty high, I would imagine. No answers. Wisconsin Democrats taunt mega Senate candidates on eve of state GOP convention.
I taunt you,
Ray Hartman.
If you're not going to let me in the party, I double taunt you.
An embattled Wisconsin Republican Party began its annual state convention today, and we'll tell you about some of their suggestions, but not before being ridiculed by Democrats over his dearth of candidates to challenge Baldwin 24. Quote, the Wisconsin GOP, dominated by mega extremism and divided against itself, still has yet to dredge up a single candidate willing to take on Baldwin. Ben Wickler, Democratic Party chair, said. He goes on, the embarrassingly weak hypothetical field consists of California millionaire Eric Hovde, ultra-mega Tom Tiffany, disgraced former Milwaukee County Sheriff David A. Clark Jr., and Scott Mayer, who has said that he doesn't have anything negative to say about Senator Baldwin. It's a hell of a field, GOP. I hope you maybe pick a couple out of the crowd like Rockstar up at La Crosse this weekend.
Where is Rock? Rocky could be their candidate.
Right. Go Rock. Vote for Rock. He'll set you free.
Rocky Raccoon. Devil's Advocates Radio Show, Friday Grievances. We'll get to them right now when we come back. 844-967-2789 and help us decide the GOP resolutions. No crazy idea discounted.
It is pitchfork and torches time in America.
I triple dog.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. At 10, As Goes Wisconsin. Then at noon, Civic Media Network News. On Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with China's foreign minister Sunday for nearly 8 hours. The State Department described the talks as candid, substantive, and constructive. He's now meeting with China's top diplomat. As for the rest of his last day in Beijing, ABC's Matt Rivers is there and says,
the real question, will he meet later today here in Beijing with Chinese President Xi Jinping? The last time a Secretary of State was here, she chose not to meet with then-Secretary Mike Pompeo. I do think the odds are more likely that he meets with Xi this time around.
A deadly weekend of gun violence. More than 20 people were shot, one of them fatally, at a Juneteenth celebration outside of Chicago. Authorities in Kansas now say more than 100 state lawmakers and public officials have received letters containing a suspicious white powder. They say preliminary testing of a small sample of the powder indicates it is negative for biological agents. And Wyndham Clark held off Rory McIlroy to win golf's U.S. Open by one stroke. This is ABC News.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today, 855-954-1186.
Calling to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
Look up cheese curds, you'll find this basic definition. Wet pieces of curdled milk. Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, so did you guess it takes 10 pounds of milk to make 1 pound of curds? Now we want to know your favorite and where do you get your squeaky or deep fried curds? Go to our Civic Media Facebook page to share your answers. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates. Making radio great
just
again.
Take those old records off the shelf.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, our favorite day of the year.
Year?
Week, at least.
I mean, definitely the best Friday of the year. I mean, it's our birthday week Friday. It's a great Friday. It doesn't get much better than that.
When did we stop celebrating? Like, it's a birthday year, and then you flip it over and you do it again?
Keep on going, man. Every day is a party.
It is up in here at 844-967-2789. Less of a party for our absence in La Crosse this weekend. The GOP, they're partying without us. They're going to make their resolutions, and we've got a few of these. And we'd like your participation here as well, 844-967-2789, or your grievances. We've also got some new polling out. But I want to get to our pal Dana welcoming the GOP to lacrosse. Dana, how you doing, fella? Listening on the Eagle 1490 AM, soaring high above your radio dial.
Hey, Dana.
The screaming eagle. Hey, happy Friday, Devils.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, and I just wanted to get back at you. I didn't get you earlier in the week, so happy birthday to both you guys.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Dana.
Wish we were partying with you on 3rd Street tonight.
That would be nice. And just so in case I'll probably forget, I'll get you now. Evan, happy birthday to you, too. So when is this convention in La Crosse, by the way?
Tonight? It's going on
right now,
starting
man.
Starting in like 4 o'clock. Well, I think it started.
I got to tell you, I got off work early, and I'm down here by the center and Riverside Park, and there's nothing going on. I don't see anybody. Back last night, there was like some junior high Go-Go's cover band down here at the park, and they had more people down here for that. I don't see anybody running around. I think they've kind of fizzled out. Maybe they got bored and went home already. I don't know.
Well, you know, without the Devil's Advocates in attendance, why would you show up? They don't even have a senatorial candidate to run against Tammy Baldwin, Dana. What?
They made a...
Go ahead. You go.
Yeah, I was going to say, they made a big mistake not inviting you. They should know better by now, you'd think.
You think they would. No one learns. They never learn, Dana. They never learn. Any other thoughts?
Well, it's no surprise.
Quick Friday grievance. Anything else going on, Dana?
I think they're starting to check out. I mean, Biden corruption has fizzled. The Biden documents, Pence documents, that's all fizzled. Hunter, that's fizzled.
You take that back!
That's fizzled. It's all fizzling out on them except one key thing, and that's the one we're all watching. And that's Trump, and that's not fizzling, and that's steaming. So,
Dana, we're going to end with the steaming statement. It is definitely steaming. And you know one guy whose resume was too steaming for an appointment in the Trump administration?
Former Milwaukee County Sheriff David A. Clark Jr.
Now, when he resigned from the job in Milwaukee, he said, what, he was going on to take a job in the Trump administration?
That's my impression as well, yes.
He resigns from his job, his elected position, pretty cush. He kept getting reelected to it. And he is the singular guy whose resume is too steaming for the Trump administration.
Right. Did not serve in the Trump administration, even after saying that he was going to.
Vet anybody. What is so terrible about his resume that it was unacceptable to Donald Trump? And now, Dom, there's new polling out that suggests not only is he the front runner, he was the front runner even before we knew that Gallagher wasn't running. He is probably your Republican U.S. Senate nominee for 2024. Recruit the man. I find him. He's the right
he's
man
the
for
one.
The job.
He's the one for you, Republicans. 844-967-2789. HeartlandSignal.com reporting. A survey conducted by the Public Policy Polling and collected results from 507 likely primary voters in Wisconsin among the potential Senate candidates for the Republican primary on April 2nd. Here are the numbers. Sheriff David A. Clark, way out in front of the pack, 40%.
If you don't run now, Sheriff Clark, you're never going to have a job ever again, although I don't think he'll actually end up with a job.
Mike Gallagher, who has recently declined, publicly stated he will not run, 20%. So Clark is doubling up
Gallagher.
Gallagher, who's actually a quality candidate.
I had seen other surveys where they had shown them to Gallagher, showing that he was only trailing Timmy by like 1 point. It would have been a close race. When Gallagher said, I'm not in, I think Scott and Crudy and a lot of good Democratic Tammy supportive said, whoo.
Tom Tiffany, you know, he's still considering Toxic a Tom. Run congressman from the Northwoods. He's at 10%, according to PPP. Hovde, the California millionaire, as described
Laguna
by
Laguna Beach. He's the pride of
Wickler,
Laguna Beach.
As polling at 3%, not sure, 27%.
Well, they could all add the not sures and barely eclipse David A. Clark Jr. He is your bell of the ball, Republicans. I wonder if he showed up in
LaCroix. You know there's got to be some sort. Why wouldn't he? Of course he is.
Could you see him walking down 3rd Street all bow-legged like he's John Wayne or something? Strolling into the bodega.
Oh, my goodness.
Anything but a Bud Light. Fortunately, they have lots of beer there.
Yes, it is LaCroix, Wisconsin.
967-2789. Wisco Paul, probably. Wisco, you drinking a cold one, man? You at a bar right now?
Hey, Paulie, what's happening?
I'm not at a bar yet, but I'll be drinking one shortly, and I want to say happy Friday to you, too. And also, I hope you both have a happy Father's Day on Sunday.
Because oh, thanks, man.
Both deserve it.
My kids don't give so a damn about Father's Day. Wisco Paul, I got one birthday card out of three kids.
Oh, one's better than none, Trudy. You know, you're doing one thing right. So I don't know if I can say that. But, hey, I do have a grievance, and it would certainly be against the Republican Party, the GOP, grumpy old people, or whatever they're calling themselves today, for being so scared of civic media. It's like they can't handle the truth, and it's just an amazing thing. How can you be so fearful of a radio station that actually just tells the truth is beyond me.
Well, that's exactly why they're fearful. Wisco, right. Now you've hit the button. Right-wing talk radio is a very powerful mechanism. The Republican Party long since realized that. Everyone asks me when we leave the state, or I talk to people from outside the state of Wisconsin, like, how did Ron Johnson win re-election? And I said he did 325 hours. That's like 8 weeks on the radio in the run-up to his reelective campaign, all for freezies, Paul. They know the power of talk radio. That's why they're nervous in their fundraising office, and they're making up stories, Paul. And if we were there, we'd tell it to their faces.
Well, they should have you guys there because you guys both lived in LaCroix for, like, 4 or 5 years, and you guys
were the finest grads of UWL ever. And I'm talking to you, Mark Belling.
Hey, LaCroix is a great party town. It's a beautiful area. You got the Mississippi River. It's just a beautiful, beautiful place.
Yeah, it is.
They should have invited you guys. They should have invited you guys up there. But that's when you're scared of somebody. That's what you usually do. You go cower in the corner, you know, and whimper away, whatever, you know. But it's the fact is with you guys, whoever runs against Tammy, it's going to leave, I'm going to say 10 points. A 10-point, at least a 10-point, maybe more losers.
Well, if it's Sheriff Clark, it could be more like 15 to 20.
Well, unless Trump brings somebody in, I mean, hey, I got one last thing for you on a Friday. Do you think that clown or the Cheeto Jesus or whatever name you want to use for him, do you think he's going to get the nomination?
Yes.
And again, you guys have a happy... Oh, boy. Well, you guys... Oh, Lord have mercy. All right, well, you guys have a great Father's Day, and keep up the good work. You guys are awesome.
Thanks, Paul. Appreciate it, man.
Yeah, back at you, Paulie. 844-967-2789. I do think he will be the nominee of the Republican Party, Donald Trump. 80% of that party in recent polling, I just saw this yesterday, said this is a political prosecution. The Jack Smith prosecution is a political prosecution. When 80% of the party is still embracing the cult leader, the fever is not broken.
Yeah.
He is still going to be their nominee, dude. It doesn't matter what the general electorate or what reasonable independents or suburban women think about the man. The MAGA base, they love him. And it's a winner-take-all primary scenario. All he's got to do is get 30%. In like 4 to 5 states, all he's got to do is get on a little mini roll, and he's going to have an insurmountable number of electoral.
He has an insurmountable number of indictments, man. I mean, I get that. Yes, if there were no indictments, if there were no investigations, yes. But I mean, he's got trials coming up, man. August is right around the corner, imminent, coming down from Georgia, man. Vonnie Willis, she's going to nail this guy, right? We still don't know if Jack Smith's going to charge on the Bedminster jersey showing, waving the documents around. That wasn't in any of the 37 indictments that he was charged with already. Now, on top of the brag, on top of the January 6th, which we didn't get to Ruben yesterday, perhaps today. So if all those things weren't there, but they are. They are there. Those are part of this reality, man, between here and there.
There's got to be a criminal conviction. And even then, I would say if he remains free while on appeal, he's still your nominee. Until there is a criminal conviction, I don't think you've got any chance of beating the man. I think he's stronger. You like David A. Clark's polling? You should see Trump's polling against Ron DeSantis right now. Until someone shows me a dynamic where someone goes out and beats Trump in the debates, he's your nominee.
Chris Christie will clean Trump's clock in the debates, but Donald Trump won't show up to the debates. I don't think Donald Trump will be in Milwaukee, and I don't think Donald Trump will be the nominee, Crudy. I mean,
tire being wrong?
I don't remember the last time I was. Come on, man.
But you've got a faulty memory. I keep track for you.
These cases, and again, what we discussed yesterday, the known unknowns. We don't know everything, man. We don't. And you know Jack Smith is putting stuff, you know, it's close to his vest. We know what we know.
Indictments are not convictions unless he's convicted. And the timelines, unfortunately, Dominic, the spring primary, I mean, by the time you got to Wisconsin, at the end of March in 2024, next March, the calendar's probably already decided. By the time you get to Super Tuesday, Trump is the Republican nominee by what, like April? By April, dude. He's not going to be convicted between now, mid-June, and next April. I just don't see it happening. Mm. And that means he's your nominee. Now, what happens should conviction come post-nominee? Well, of course, he's going to say, well, now I'm the nominee. Of course, it's all politics. And all those things he would have said anyway.
They're all right.
I saw the Mooch, Scaramucci said, you know, at some point Trump's going to drop out. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. He sees the presidency as the right to pardon himself, the right to get out of jail free. He is in a race with the Department of Justice. Can they convict him before he could win the presidency? Now, I don't think he could ever win the presidency, but I absolutely think he will win the GOP nomination for the presidency.
844-967-2789. You got opinions. I got opinions. Our audience has opinions. Jack from the Mac, you are next. Welcome. Happy Friday, Jack. What do you got?
Hey, Jack.
Well, first of all, a belated happy birthday to both of you guys.
Thank you, sir.
Hope you both had a great time. And, secondly, I wanted to go back to the party of the family, that would be the Republican Party of Wisconsin, who are very, very pro-family because they're cutting child care. they're very pro-family because they want 14-year-olds to be able to serve alcohol. I mean, these guys are something else. Talk about total hypocrisy. The child care situation, if they're honest about, well,
that's what trips you up. You expect honesty out of the Republican Party, and you're never going to get that, Jack.
As we know, there are known knowns. There are things we know. We also know there are known unknowns. That is to say, we know there are some things we do not know.
Man, I've got certain information, all right? Certain things have come to light.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now. And AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media
radio station and on the app.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup.
That's awesome.
Beginning at 6, Up North News. Then at 8, Stu Daniels. At 10, As Goes Wisconsin. Then at noon, Civic Media Network News. 12:15, Town Call. 1 p.m., The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Tom Mankrut. Then at 6, The Maggie Dawn Show. This summer, things are heating up on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Here's your updated forecast. Overcast skies overnight with a low of 62. Southeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. High temperatures reach up to 86 tomorrow. Clear skies tomorrow night, lows around 64. Temperatures well above average Tuesday and Wednesday with highs in the upper 80s. Another look at the short range, a low of 62 overnight, a high of 86 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 65.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Tom Mankrut. Then at 6, The Maggie Dawn Show. WLAK.
I would have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for those meddling Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, airing the grievances. You can be a part of the Friday political party at 844-967-2789.
Unlike the Republican Party of the great state of Wisconsin, we will not disinvite you to the political party. We will not block you. Maybe you, CJ, but the rest of you, you're welcome. Dominic, their resolutions, the priorities of the current Republican Party, the MAGA Party, because they moved the little white schoolhouse in Ripon to what, accommodate tourism? Was it a problem half a mile farther up the road? But we saw the guy that came with Donald Trump, you know, to stand with Tim Michaels, a true Wisconsinite from Connecticut. At a rally when they were crapping on Rebecca Clayfish, and the guy said, you know, Donald Trump killed the modern Republican Party. And if he did not, these resolutions just made.
Crudy. A little bit of reporting here. I want to throw this one out there. Bill Glauber, Lawrence Andrea from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. For state Republicans gathered this weekend at their party convention in La Crosse, the event's motto says it all. Ready for the motto, Crudy? Here's the motto.
Casino, bad service.
Red to the roots.
Red to the roots?
Red to the roots. Aren't the commies reds? Aren't they calling us commies? Here's a quote from Mark Jefferson, the executive director of the Republican Party of Wisconsin. That's what we're focused on. Building from the ground up, organizing county parties, and getting out the vote. We've done a good job of getting out the Republican vote. But the party, which has lost 14 of the last 17 statewide races, is aiming to win over and turn out independents as well, Jefferson said. Republicans are preparing for next year's big federal races for president, U.S. Senate, and the House. Well, we talked about the
never
Senate.
Never going to get it, never going to get it.
But, I mean, so they're you know, this apparatus or motivating the base, Crudy, red to the roots. But some of these proposals, well, they seem a little harsh.
Show them how to win over the base, Dom. Show them. You tell them. Give me your best resolution for winning over the base.
As Glauber explains at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Republicans gathering Saturday at their convention are poised to take up resolutions to eliminate Wisconsin's election agency, keep college kids from voting on their campuses, and end most forms of early voting.
No early voting. No voting on campus because those damn college kids. You see how they voted for Protasiewicz?
I mean, we can't possibly have that continue.
And we're going to eliminate the Wisconsin Elections Commission, which replaced the Government Accountability Board, which we eliminated because they had the temerity to try and uphold campaign finance laws.
The WEC was what? A model of governance held
no,
up.
No.
No.
The Government Accountability
GAC,
Board was
yes.
staffed. GAB was staffed with retired judges.
Yes.
And they unanimously voted to open an investigation of Scott Walker's corrupt campaign finance when he was running for governor. His office was raided. He was never charged. He was the target. And they've been giving them cover fire ever since, Tom. They got rid of the GAB. They got rid of the John Doe process.
They got rid of the GAB and still this Wisconsin Elections Commission, which they now want to get rid of.
Wisconsin Elections Commission, even though...
That's what they wanted. That's what they made. This is of their creation.
This was supposed to be feckless. And the fact that, they made some modest rulings during a pandemic as to things like absentee ballots or drop boxes. Oh, my God. Well, of course, it's all disingenuous because it all stems from the premise that the election was stolen from Donald Trump.
Here is one of the resolutions, Curdy, and
to lay it on me, fella.
To address those student votes, as what was her name? Who's the attorney?
Cleta Mitchell.
Cleta Mitchell.
Holy
said,
Laudner.
Yes. Well, it just makes it too easy. These lazy college kids, they got in their dorm room. They probably just get a night of party and they just roll out of bed and go down and vote. It's just too easy for them.
That's true.
Shouldn't it be easy? It should be easy.
I remember being at UW La Crosse where these Republicans are meeting in the election of 1988. Pardon me. My first voting election, fall of 1988. That really hurts saying.
Yeah, it seems like a long time ago.
But I rolled out of bed, hungover on a Tuesday because election day is Tuesday, right? And I was interviewed by the local media and my eyes could barely squint open. And I told them, Tony Earle, don't bow to the pressure of the federal highway funds. You keep the drinking age 19 because we make responsible choices. Yeah.
That was before the overturning of the car and the burning of the car.
Oh, yeah. A year or two.
Okay.
I was still underage when that happened. I wanted to show that the kids were civically minded.
Yes,
rolled out of bed, walked, quarter mile across campus and voted.
It should be easy. It should be easy for everyone.
Easy enough for a hungover co-ed to make it
yes.
to vote.
But the resolution that takes aim at student voting, the GOP in La Crosse, amid the claim, quote, students who arrive at college campuses in the fall are immediately campaigned by Democrats and are repeatedly told by faculty and other students who they should vote for. The resolution said, quote, students shall vote by absentee ballot at the polling place assigned to their permanent home address, not a temporary college address.
You mean like where they live? 9 months out of the year, that's not a good enough place.
No, no.
Now, when I was in college, I stayed there year round. Must I also go find a permanent address somewhere else to attribute my voting rights to?
That's a great question, Curdy. And how do you define the permanent home address? I mean, 9 months out of the year seemed pretty long to me.
My permanent home address is wherever I lay my head. Papa was a Rolling Stone.
What else here? One wide-ranging resolution titled Secure Our Elections accuses Democrat-controlled federal agencies such as the FBI of colluding with U.S.-based international tech companies to interfere in our elections. Among the resolution's policy prescriptions is a, quote, return to same-day in-person voting, with the only exceptions being absentee ballots issued only for cause.
What cause?
Whatever cause that they decide is acceptable to them.
Only white old people causes?
Pretty much.
If I'm out mowing my lawn and getting the lines very, very straight and shaking my fist at kids and telling them, get off my lawn.
Another resolution, Crudy, drag in school or libraries demands legislation to, quote, prevent outside people or groups from providing readers, quote unquote, or also drag queens whose morals deviate from the public at large.
Deviate from the public at large? Aren't we part of the public
I think so. Aren't they too?
They are, but they're obviously very offended that someone's having a better time than they are. That's why we weren't invited to La Crosse this weekend. Come
we were
back
invited.
With us.
We were uninvited.
More Devil's Advocates. You're invited to stick around.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media Radio station and on the app. You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News.